B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash, this chef.
Oh!
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, the Bankroll Boys, brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now. Enter code SPORTSHUB during sign-up to try DraftKings for free. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. It's Dan Livshatz and Joe Murray from the Over Under 98.5 podcast that you can get. And then they also have their show on Saturday mornings. Now, okay. Hello, gentlemen, first of all.
Good morning.
How you doing, Fred?
I am doing fine. And now I look at what you sent us. You sent us something, and it has odds for WrestleMania and some MMA stuff. But then I notice something I would assume, because it has...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash, this chef.
Oh!
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, the Bankroll Boys, brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now. Enter code SPORTSHUB during sign-up to try DraftKings for free. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. It's Dan Livshatz and Joe Murray from the Over Under 98.5 podcast that you can get. And then they also have their show on Saturday mornings. Now, okay. Hello, gentlemen, first of all.
Good morning.
How you doing, Fred?
I am doing fine. And now I look at what you sent us. You sent us something, and it has odds for WrestleMania and some MMA stuff. But then I notice something I would assume, because it has Munich in it, that is German soccer. Now, Livshatz, I know you are the soccer expert. Can you tell me what's going on and what you sent us?
Yeah, well, so I guess Joe sent that, but the Bundesliga, which is the big German soccer league there, is opening up, I guess, in mid to late May, so that is official. They are returning for the remainder of their season, so you will be able to watch their games and bet on their games and, you know, the usual, which is, I mean, you know, good for bettors like us, more options.
Okay, so okay. So this is starting. I had heard that they had some issues. Like, there were a couple people who got ended up being sick, and... This is definitely starting.
Yep, definitely starting. I think mid to late May is what they said, and they will be playing out the remainder of their regular season.
No fans, right?
Correct. I believe so. I mean, I don't believe there's going to be any fans there.
All right. What do you find more comfort in betting on, Bundesliga soccer or the Korean baseball that we've all been enjoying?
I'd much rather bet on Bundesliga soccer, honestly, because at least I can watch it. It's like at a normal time. I don't want to wake up at like 4 a.m. to watch, you know, the Korean, you know, baseball, which is, you know, probably would be fun if it's on like 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 7 o'clock at night, but 5 a.m., I'm not waking up to watch it, unfortunately.
The NC Dinos are winning 5-0 right now over the Samsung
Lions. Yeah.
Lions, okay. I didn't have the name of that team on the screen at the time. But
now, have you guys bet on Korean baseball?
I gave out an under in that game on Monday, and it hit. I didn't bet it, but somebody's like, hey, what do you think? I go, under? I didn't know, and it hit.
So it was just purely like, I don't know, okay.
Want to know, baby.
There you go. I've been betting a little bit. I have a couple bets from last night. Nothing serious. Very, very, very small. Just, you know, kind of it's hard. You got to get to know the teams, got to get to know the players, the way everything kind of goes over there. So just starting super small.
Okay, Lifshatz, what has been the most degenerate thing? And, you know, you too, Joe. What has been the most degenerate thing during this whole quarantine that you guys have put your cash on? And it doesn't even have to be a ton, but I know that you guys needed your fix. There's certain periods where there was, I mean, it was a desert. Like, what is the most degenerate thing that you guys have put your money on during all this?
I had a ton invested in the draft.
See, that's not degenerate. People bet on the draft anyway.
And I did a trifecta last week for the simulated all-time horse tournament.
Which happened to be pre-recorded.
Now, did you know who was going to win?
No, yeah. I didn't know.
Joe did not. I found out about an hour before the race.
Okay. Yeah, did you bet on it, Lifshatz?
I did, yes.
Okay, and it was right? Through?
Yep.
Wow.
Well, I did not get the order, just the winner. So I wasn't able to do like a trifecta or anything, but just the winner.
How much can you win on, like what's the max you could win on something that's simulated, that's been pre-recorded, where you would know the winners already? Like, there's, like, that just seems like it can't be, I don't want to say it can't be legal, but it just doesn't seem like you could be able to do that.
So, I mean, there's a lot of sites that, you know, will take stuff down like that. This was one that wasn't really heavily leaked, so there's been a lot of leaks about stuff and everything. This one was not heavily leaked, and so, you know, there a bunch of sites left it up. Like, I know The Masked Singer has been heavily leaked out there, and there are still some sites offering odds on that. I got that, like, a week or two ago, so I already believe I took the winner of that, which doesn't end until the end of May. So, I mean, there are definitely some leaks going on, because right now there's literally nothing to bet on, and so information right now is valuable.
Okay.
Wow, so, listen to that. Now, you don't have to get specific, but you know people, what is it, with like television stations? I mean, how do you... like, where's your information come from?
The underground sources.
Yeah, you know, obviously you can't talk about that. Right. But, I mean, you know, it's from friends in the community. And, you know, if I get something, I send it to them. If they get something, they send it to me.
Well, that's very nice. You have friends.
Very few.
Very low.
Very few. Don't worry about it.
I have an inside source who knows the actual identity of Banana Man on season 3 of The Masked Singer.
Yeah, it's.
I love how people are betting on that show. You know what? If it's Bono versus The Field, I'm taking The Field, I think, even though almost every time somebody says they think it's Bono.
Well, it's Eric Estrada. Let's not go crazy.
Hey, you guys brought up famous athletes that gamble. John Daly is probably one of the biggest.
You think he has a vice?
Yeah, I heard he wrote a book. Yeah, he wrote a book that he's lost between $50 and $60 million over 12 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then Rick Tockett had that huge scandal.
Right.
If you remember that. And I guess Wayne Rooney was really bad. But, you know, besides that, Barkley, Jordan. I guess Alex Rodriguez had one. And off the air, Lifshatz mentioned that there is this thing, and I've heard this before. I think LeBron James does a lot of gambling, but it might not be under his name.
There's a very strong theory in the gambling community that LeBron James is a point shaver and has all of his friends make Vegas runs and bets the spreads when he shaves points at the ends of games.
Now, these could be haters, but there is a lot of talk.
There's a lot of credibility, I'd say, to the points. There's
on his own games?
Oh, yeah.
Well, oh, really?
He definitely gambles. I just don't know if he puts it under his own.
Well, right.
He has other guys doing it.
Right, you know? But I mean, you're talking about, you know, regular season games where, you know, ultimately it may not matter.
Or like Victor Oladipo three-pointers in the playoffs, like the intro to this, which happened 2 years ago last week.
Okay, I'm fascinated by this. So are there videos that have some sort of like evidence? Because, I mean, you know, these people, there's so many people have so much time on their hands. Like, is there anything that people have compiled to make them think that LeBron James is dogging the end of games to end up getting a certain spread or a certain cover? Like is there any evidence?
Basically, what I've heard is that there are certain bookmakers in Las Vegas, well-known bookmakers, who know of guys in LeBron's circle who conveniently make bets on his games 20, 25 minutes before the game starts, and it's almost always against his team. Almost always.
And let's not forget daily fantasy. Like, hey, if LeBron gets 28 points or 10 rebounds, or you can bet on all that stuff too. So, you know, I wonder if that's something else that's replaced on.
And again, I'm not talking about, you know, like, you know, playoff games or games that have NASA meaning, but, you know, you're talking about, you know, the Lakers are, you know, an 8-point fave or whatever, and they win by 6 or 7, you know, just... I'm not sure I would love taking LeBron James as a major favorite in regular season games.
The other thing, too, is remember when LeBron left and went to Miami? They wrote stories about his circle and how, like, certain guys are, like, part of the team. And like,
yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if there are people in his circle that are doing shady things.
Okay. Has there been a shift in odds from the beginning of the quarantine to now, when it comes to NHL and NBA championships? Because, you know, Marchand came out and said that older teams are going to have a tough time coming back once the season starts. And then there's certain things, like in the NBA, guys like Kyrie Irving might be back to play. How much of a difference that would make, who would know? But has there been any teams that you've looked at and things have shifted over the last couple of months as far as their odds?
Nothing crazy that I've seen. I mean, the Nets might have some better odds in the NBA. That's certainly possible.
I think the 76ers will be improved odds.
Yeah, but I mean, but in general, I mean, you're still seeing the Bucks, Lakers, and Clippers as obviously the three big faves to win in the NBA. And I have to be honest with you, there's not a whole hell of a lot out there for the NHL right now in terms of odds, just because there is so much unknown. You obviously don't want to give odds for, you know, a team who won't be playing at home and stuff like that. And the NBA, it's a little bit more different because there's going to be no fans. But the NHL is just, you know, you're playing on different ice and playing in different
12%
places.
Of the players that they asked said they didn't even want to have the season anymore. So, which I thought was kind of interesting. There was in The Athletic yesterday, there was an article. They talked to a bunch of players and said, hey, what do you want to do? Come back, go straight to the playoffs, or not play the season at all. 63% said have a little bit of a season and do the playoffs. 20% said go directly to the playoffs. So, you know, the NHL, something's going to go down soon. And yeah. I think the NBA is having a meeting tonight or tomorrow?
Well, yeah, well, they've released these guidelines to opening up the practice facilities, which are weird, which I don't know. Other than just doing a shoot-around and working out by yourself, I don't really see what you're able to do.
Yeah.
But, all right, we got real fights coming up this weekend. Joe Murray, you tell me to always take the undercard.
Yeah, so the undercard's interesting to me because, like, Cowboy Cerrone's fighting in that first undercard, which isn't, you guys don't see that on the list right there, but he's one of them this weekend. I think this is going to be a great UFC card. And what I mean by great is the odds are very close. So undercards, I don't know much about them, but if you want to take the dogs, there's some good value. Sam Alvey's one of them. Charles Rosa is another one this weekend. If you want a dog, Nico Price. And I don't know. I think Cowboy Cerrone's washed up, but he's a dog in the undercards. But you'll know some of these guys, Rich, in the
Francis Ngannou came in studio and terrified me. He grabbed me by my arm and tried to pick me up. And
he's about 6'8". Yeah, he's a big guy.
His fingers are like a foot long each. he's got the biggest hands of a human being I've ever seen.
Is Greg Hardy fighting?
Yeah, he's fighting this week. Now, he got suspended in his last fight. So if you remember, I forget what it was. Steroids or something? He got suspended. But he's fighting a dude named DeCastro who's 6-0. He's never lost. But
Hardy is so good, and I hate that he's
Hardy's the favorite in this one, which I know he's just a bigger guy, but DeCastro's a better fighter. So that's going to be an interesting one. But you mentioned Ngannou. I have a pick on this fight for you guys.
Yeah.
You mentioned Ngannou. He's huge, dude. So he fought Stipe Miocic, and like, if you can't stand up with Ngannou. Like, you can't fist fight that guy. You'll get knocked out, and he's fighting Rozenstruik. And both these guys have knocked people out. So if they fought 20 fights, both these guys have won in the first round in 17 to 20 fights. So you would think right away, under 1.5 rounds, somebody may knock somebody out.
Yeah.
But if you watch that Stipe Miocic fight versus Ngannou, all he did was he held him into a corner. It was the most boring fight in the world. But he won because he got the upper hand and didn't let him square up and square off on him.
Is that your pick?
So my pick is to go over 1.5 rounds.
Ooh. Let's put two bills on it, baby.
Boom.
Come on.
Plus 125. And Ngannou's a big favorite here, minus 270. Again, these high numbers I don't like when it comes to UFC. But, yeah, that's my pick for that one. And then the main event is Gaethje is plus 150 versus Tony Ferguson. This is going to be a hell of a fight. I'm going to take Ferguson to win, but I'd love to bet the dogs. But this is going to be a great fight. Every single fight on this card, it could go either way. There's no real advantage. And to me, like, this is a must-buy this weekend. If you want to watch some UFC and watch actual fighting, I think this is one of the better cards. Even though the names aren't big names, like I know Ngannou is, but this is a great card, especially what we're dealing with a pandemic and not having many sports.
Where is this being held? Like, where are they holding this?
St. Jacksonville.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Anything goes in Jacksonville.
Yeah, they all have to wear jean shorts. That's part of the problem. That's part of what's going on there.
All right, I'll put 200 on the cool. Over one and a half.
And real quick, guys, Money in the Bank is a WWE event that's this weekend. So they've been doing everything at the Performance Center. Well, this event is going to be held in Stamford, Connecticut, at the WWE headquarters. They're going to have the men's Money in the Bank and the women's Money in the Bank at the same time. So what Money in the Bank is they have competitors.
It's something Vince McMahon doesn't have right now.
Yeah, they climb ladders to get a briefcase. And if you win the briefcase, you can cash that briefcase in at any time for a WWE championship match.
They're in trouble, aren't they? Like, the WWE is in real trouble. Because not only are they bleeding money and they lost out on WrestleMania, but, I mean, the XFL was a disaster. And I guess the ratings for wrestling are really bad right now.
Last night was better, but
I told Joe probably about last year that I think that WWE is going to go under. They're going to sell it. And he gave me the no way. And I think they're going
to
sell it now.
They're trying to sell. That's one of the talks.
The rumor ESPN, on the street is that
ESPN and Fox are. The thing is, the vault, right? All the old videos, it's worth a ton of money.
Yep.
But right now, they're making big bucks with USA and Fox. Like, I don't see. And the Saudi Arabia pays them so much money to go there. The problem is, can they go there? So, they're losing money. And I think the product's worse because they can't have matches, these dark matches, at different states. And
does
I think
the dark match have the Druids?
No, but the Druids got fired.
Terrible! Can't they use their dark magic to come back?
The good brothers that were with AJ Styles, they got let go.
I think the evil brothers, like the Druids.
So they might go to Japan if there is Japanese wrestling.
Druids.
But yes, so I'll give you a pick. Money in the Bank winners. AJ Styles. And I'll give you Nia Jax if she can climb the ladder. I'll do that for the woman's money.
Talk about pre-recorded events.
All right. Well, listen, who doesn't love the Bankroll Boys take over?
Japanese card-carrying druids. They can still drive caterpillars. It doesn't matter.
Sarge and I are going to buy it. He's going to sell his belts. All right.
He's going to be the new president of the WWE.
Yeah. Him and Andy Wong. All right. By the way, get your takeout. All right, everyone, listen to the Bankroll Boys on Saturday mornings. Listen to the Over Under 98.5 podcast. Thank you so much, gentlemen. We appreciate it.
Have a good one.
All right. We will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Sports Hub.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
This guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. I got a soda from downstairs. I mean, this is crazy. Listen. It happened. Charlie Baker is expected to announce today that he's taken the wild step of allowing golf And when we talked about it before, you know, and Rich and I were arguing about it a bit, I got messages like, white privilege,
which, no one other than white people play golf?
Well, that would,
Is that right? I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, take my, well, first of all, one of the best public courses in the country is located in Dorchester, and I pass it every day on the way home from work, and I can assure you that there are more than white people that play there. I can assure you where I play golf, there are people that are not white that do that. But the idea that people wanted to do this, and the way I explain it is that it's just something. Like, and even if you don't play golf, it's just something. Like, something that is would appear to be safe if handled correctly. That, like, because, like, I have no intention of playing golf here anytime soon. I'm going to be gone for a while, and then, you know, maybe I'll play or maybe I won't. But it's just something.
Honestly, Fred, every other state in the country is allowing this except for one, and that's New Hampshire, and they're going to open next week. They've already announced that they're opening everything on the 11th. So it really doesn't make all that much sense. I understand Massachusetts has more coronavirus cases than most, and that's
There you go. You just nailed it. That's the reason.
But, if you're looking but Rich, New York is open.
Yeah, I mean, it's open.
They're playing golf in New York.
Well, it was very funny yesterday, though, that it was Shaughnessy came out and leaked the story that, you know, Charlie Baker was going to announce it yesterday, that the golf courses are going to open. But then he had to announce before that, because the new news came out, that the highest single-day increase was yesterday since April. So
he's announcing it today, apparently.
I know. He didn't want to finish up that fact when he was speaking with, oh, by the way, we're opening up the golf courses. So
I get that.
I think Shaughnessy was a little upset that his scoop didn't quite pan out the way that he thought it was going
okay,
to.
Okay, so you are against opening the golf courses.
No, I'm against using employees that have to wipe down carts. You can play golf and it be perfectly safe. As long as they do away, because I've heard of places, some places that are doing it to where you can sign up online and that way you don't have to, like, see anybody who's working there. You basically can just, like, check in and keep your distance. And if you're, you know, golf is a perfectly acceptable sport where you can maintain your distance, like, the entire time. I have no problem with that. It's having to get people to wipe down carts and put themselves in unnecessary danger. That's the part that I had a problem with. You can play golf safely if you do it the right way. As a matter of fact, I think that the way it's going to be announced today, there haven't been any, like, definitive leaks as to how this is going to work, but if you just look at some of the more, I don't want to say strict, but the ones that it's not just, hey, everything's open up wide, there's going to be no carts. I believe that in some states you can only have two people at a time during a round.
Spread out the tee times, not every 12 minutes.
Right, have to be like
keep the backups on par threes to a minimum.
And by the way, I don't even subscribe to what, you know, we had the gentleman, and he works there, so he would know better than anybody. But there's a way that even if you're backed up and two groups are backed up, you can stand 6 feet apart.
That guy was full of crap, and I don't think that he owns golf courses. I don't for a minute think that he owns a golf course.
I think he made a couple good points, but that's not one of them. I think that especially if it's two people per group and you end up coming up upon the next group, I mean, four people in a huge space, you can spread out. You can do golf the right way. It's just where I draw the line is, you know, getting employees to have to wipe down your cart and do all of that, because then, you know, it's almost the same as the people who have to work at the grocery stores, but grocery stores are a necessary job. People have to eat. But you can open it, and you can open it safely, and hopefully that's what they're going to announce, and it sounds more than likely they're going to be very, very strict with the distancing guidelines, which, why not? Why not? I think that if you're even a non-essential business that doesn't deal with a lot of face-to-face contact, I don't see a problem with those opening up. It's crowds, and it's being close to others, and it's people not wearing masks in public. That's the thing that I think that is the biggest problem right now.
No, do you wear, you know, okay, so when you ride your bike, you said, because you become what do you got, a mountain bike?
It's like a hybrid. It's like a mix. It's like a mountain bike.
Do you have the curly like breaking away like handlebars?
No, I don't. I wish it was that super cool, but no, it is not that. It's like, it's not even like a 10 speed because I've got three speeds on one side and eight on the other, which I don't know what you call that. So I'm just apparently
I have a bike like that. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, I have a bike too, but I have no idea how to use the gears. Yeah. That is something that I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, Fred, I'm
gears.
Like you. I've chosen one gear that I like, and I never leave it. Yeah, like, I never modify my – I'm just like, I'm not screwing with this.
Yeah. It's found like this in the middle. It's like the middle, but it's like gear number four in the middle.
I'm a 1.8. I'm gear number one on the left, and I'm 8 on the far right.
I'm a 2.4. I got you. Okay, yeah. So, I know what you're saying.
I don't know what it means, but that's what I stay with.
Yeah, I never touched it. I got it from the – first of all, my bike was like 10 cents.
Yeah.
Because I was like, just give me the cheapest bike that you have. And oh boy, did they. And then I wanted a kickstand, and that took a lot of negotiation.
When did kickstands become like, are you kidding me? Yeah, like, put it on the damn bike. I need a kickstand.
Yeah,
like, are you 12? Yeah, I need a kickstand.
Yeah, I wanted a kickstand, and they gave me all kinds of problems. And I'm like, why do I have to sit so high in the seat? I don't care for that. I want to be able to put my leg down. Come on. I mean, what are we doing here? So, yes, they are relenting, and they are allowing people to play golf. And if you go by my emails, a tremendous amount of white privilege going around. When I would say this is that at this point, I think you throw people a bone. You give them, like, you know, listen, you give them a little something.
I will say that's this. All. Now, it has nothing to do with, obviously, white privilege. But what is it about the Boston sports radio people that – have used this as the hill they want to die on? Like, this has become the thing. Like, golf, golf, golf! And, like, it's like they tweet about is it must be golf! And it's become
nothing
like,
else, Rich. Like, that's why.
Yeah. I mean, because every other state allowed it. It's not even – because even if you don't play golf, it's just a sign of, like some return to normalcy. Like,
let
just,
them play, damn it. Come on.
Yeah, just, like, there's some – like, okay. Well, now here's something that people can do. Like, they've allowed one thing that people can do that wasn't allowed before. So I think that if you can – and it's safe. I mean, it's outdoors. So if you can – I mean, they took away basketball, for God's sakes. They took away rims.
Well, that was to keep people out of the parks and congregating together in big numbers.
I understand why they did it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you've removed every outdoor recreational activity, you know, aside from walking or riding a bike – I mean, there is a certain amount of, okay, good. You know, now we can do this. Now there's something that people can do. I think mentally it helps people that, you know, it's just one tiny, tiny, tiny return to normalcy. And, you know, they hold out. Now, when the mayor was on yesterday, did you get the impression that he's going to open up things in the city of Boston on the 18th? Or did you get the impression that he's going to make an announcement of when he's going to start opening things on the 18th.
No, I think the 18th is the beginning of a discussion. Well, first of all, they've already opened up some non-essential businesses that aren't dangerous, that you can do effectively without, like, being face-to-face with people. And
right,
he mentioned florist, he mentioned that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do that, and, you know, you can do curbside. And I think there's a lot of different companies. Hardware stores might be essential, but, I mean, there might be places that you can do curbside where you're not face-to-face with people. And I think that there's no problem with that opening. But he's going to continue to be strict. And to be quite honest, I like people who look at the numbers in the hospitals and don't look at what the other states are doing, because that's all that matters. All that matters is how bad it is. Because to be quite honest, it's worse right now in some places than it was when things got locked down. So if you're just doing things because other states are doing it, you got to look at where you are and what's going on right now. Because
so you were under the impression that he was not going to open things up on the 18th.
No, he's going to open things up that can be opened up. I think that if you think it's going to be the Wild West and you're going to be able to eat in restaurants and all of a sudden you're going to be able to go to sporting event, no, you're crazy. That's not going to happen on the 18th.
Okay,
but
so
so
they're going to want us to go back to work on the 18th.
I don't know if that's the case. Once again, you know, Massachusetts, the one thing you can say about them, and I know they've lagged behind, but they've looked at the numbers because there's so many hospitals here, and they're going to be looking at that, and I think that's the smartest way to deal with it. And so far, but you also have to be smart about, like, unnecessarily keeping businesses closed that can effectively do their job without getting people sick. And I think that that's kind of the way that they've done it. And, yeah. No, I mean, it's not going to be the Wild West, Fred, though. It's, everything's not the Wild West. It's not going to be the way it was
before.
Well,
I'm just saying
down.
That I'm going to be in Tennessee, and I don't know when I'm going to have to come back if they start opening things up, because the first thing they're going to want is us to go back into the studio. Because they did not overly enjoy it when I said I was going to Tennessee. They were not over the moon with that decision.
Was that the, for reasons of travel or just that you would be gone?
I don't know. It didn't make any sense to me.
You're just clear they're not happy.
Yeah, they were. They were not overly thrilled that I was leaving the state. But I don't know why. But they were not overly thrilled with that. All right, we'll be back. We can talk a little bit about Earl Thomas and what's going on. We have audio of that. We will be back here at the headlines.
Kutcher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Kutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Kutcher and Rich. By the way, Earl Thomas is only 30.
Oh, God, it seems like he's been in the league for so much longer than that.
Yeah, like, he's, like, seems old. I mean, he's on the Ravens now.
It's because his name is Earl. Only old guys have the name Earl.
Yeah, but it does, I mean, he's past his prime at 30. So I guess that's the reality of football. Well,
oh, wait a minute. How old is Devin McCourty again?
32?
32, yeah. I think he's 33.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So his wife, he was out. He was out with some players drinking, and Earl's brother picks him up, according to the wife, and she then checks in his whereabouts by logging into his Snapchat account, which I do not have Snapchat, but apparently don't get it. And that's when she says she found Earl with another woman. She said that she tracked his location to a nearby Airbnb rental home. And she says she called up two other women to help her confront Earl at that Airbnb. And she claimed she grabbed Earl's pistol, a 9mm Beretta, in the process with the intention to scare him. When she arrived at the house, they saw Earl and and his brother in bed with other women. They were all naked. And then she pulls out a gun and puts it to Earl's head. And then she claims it's okay because she took out the magazine and thought that the gun could not fire. But she was unaware that there was a gun in the chamber, or a bullet in the chamber.
She had a round in there.
Yeah, good for her that she didn't pull the trigger and kill him. Because she was unaware that there could be a bullet in the chamber. And he wrestles the gun away from her. And do we have audio of some of this?
I think this is a phone call that, Dan, could you just describe what this is? Because I'm not even sure which one this is. Is this of Earl Thomas?
I'm completely unaware of what labeled 5'7 Earl.
Mike's there. Ask Mike. What is this that we're about here?
He's not in the room right now.
Oh, okay. All right, what's it, Earl? I believe this is Earl Thomas talking about it. Oh, I have it? Okay, this is like a very well-organized clip. Here we go.
So my agent just hit me and said that I'm going to be on TMZ tomorrow from an altercation that happened with me and Nina. So just wanted to get ahead of it. And I mean, it's really not anybody's business. It's pissing me off that it got out, but it's the world we live in today. But instead of talking about us, just keep us in y'all prayers. And stuff like this happens, bro. You know, we try to live the best lives we possibly can, but sometimes it don't go as planned. Just pray for us, you know, as we go through this stuff. You know, we're back talking. You know, I'm seeing my kids. So just keep us in your prayers.
Okay, so this got pretty intense. So she had the gun at him from less than a foot away, and apparently, according to people who were there, that her finger was on the trigger, the safety was disengaged, and I guess that Earl Thomas was able to wrestle the gun away from her. But there's a cell phone video that's out there, and it's going to be coming out soon. So apparently, she struck him in the nose at one point, and cops spoke with Earl. He corroborated the story. So apparently, Earl's mistress spoke to the cops and claimed that this woman, his wife, also threatened her and the other woman in the house, pointing at the gun yelling at them, "I got something for all you hoes." And I guess
that's not nice. I mean, I mean, there's one thing to carry a gun, and one of her friends, by the way, I can picture. I guess was swinging a knife.
Yeah, she was carrying a knife, swinging it like towards them during the whole thing.
But I can just imagine her like 10 feet away, just wildly swinging a knife. Like, but I mean, there's a lot of things going on there. I mean, I could see pulling a gun on someone, but calling them a hoe, I mean, that is over the line.
So she got arrested, and the two women that she were with. Now, his wife was booked for burglary of a residence with intent to commit aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, family violence. Dude, that is a long time in jail. You go into someone's home, which is basically what they did, because it's Airbnb, so it's you're in their home. So not only did you go into their home, but you held them at gunpoint. Dude, you're going to go to jail for a long, long time. And I wonder whether if Earl Thomas like drops all the charges, whether you can even get out of that.
I don't think that you can drop charges. I don't think that
or not drop charges, but not choose to press charges. Like that's something you can't get out of.
No, you can't choose not to press charges in something like that. That's not up to the victim.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and so I mean, I think that if you marry a professional athlete of any success, that you're kind of in a contract that they're going to cheat on you. I mean, there's the reality of the situation is that they get rich very young. They're in good shape. And I would assume that you would just have to kind of, you know, go, all right, well, the reality of this is that they're going to cheat on me. And it never signed into someone's Snapchat. I mean, that's an invasion of privacy. But him and his brother were just naked as jaybirds in the bed.
Well, that is fairly sloppy, I would think. There's probably a lot of people right now, a lot of women checking the phones and seeing if they have Snapchat. By the way, if you're a dude and if you're like married to a guy who's got Snapchat, it's probably worth like because Snapchat's just for like taking pictures of your nuts, right?
I have no what is Snapchat?
So Snapchat is okay. I think the whole reason the thing it was based on was that you could take pictures that like would immediately disappear. Which of course nothing immediately disappears on the internet. Like it was you could send people like you know risque photos and then they would disintegrate from the earth forever. Which we all know that did not happen. So I think that was kind of the whole selling point of Snapchat. You know, you basically it's like having one of those Inspector Gadget, this message will self-destruct in, you know, 10 seconds type of deal with a picture, and it doesn't quite work that way. I don't think, I mean, is there another benefit to it? That's always seems to be the underlying selling point of all of it.
I have no idea. It's never occurred to me to get Snapchat. I mean, I have a MySpace page. But I don't know. I have a Friendster page.
Well, who doesn't? Everyone's
but I don't know anything about this Snapchat. But I'm telling you, if you are a young lady that marries a professional athlete, that in I think that you have to take the adultery with a grain of salt. I think that what are you going to do? I mean,
Earl
divorce
Thomas, them, take all their money. that's what you're going to do.
I mean, you get
some
more,
women have been known to do that. Yes.
You get more money sticking around. I mean, you don't have to split it all up. You don't have to pay a lawyer, you know. But I just like the idea of getting an Airbnb and you and your bro just getting naked and just saying, here we go. In the same bed.
Somebody said, why would he not press charges? Imagine all the chicks he could get now.
Exactly. I mean, she's not getting anything in a divorce. She pulled a gun on him. I would say that trumps the adultery. But no, I don't think that's a situation where you can choose not to press charges. I think that's a situation where once the police get involved, regardless of what you say. I mean, I guess you could go to court and you know, ask for leniency. but I don't know if that how they would take that. So the what we've learned from this is that Earl Thomas is 30. And that, I think, is the most important part of this story, is that Earl Thomas, I assumed, was 40. But he's been a seven-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
And he was traded, or I don't know, signed maybe as a free agent with Baltimore. I just assumed he was much older. But there you have it. My advice to people is do not pull a gun, especially if there's a bullet in the chamber and you have the safety off. You could have made a very big mistake and gotten murdered one. All right, we will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What's up?
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
All right, I am scrolling through Twitter here, 98.5, the Sports Hub, with Toucher and Rich. And I see Rich has tweeted, the Hollywood Reporter says, who's Andy Serkis?
Andy Serkis, he is the person behind the voice of Gollum from the Lord of the Rings movies. He also played most of the monkeys in the Planet of the Apes films. He deserves an Oscar, I tell you. He's a man who is, they put the CGI dots all over his body, but yet he is still acting like when Gollum slowly creeps from the depths of the underground dwarf haven of Morial. He is still doing those things. He's walking, indeed, creeping up on Gandalf and the Fellowship of the Ring. That is Andy Serkis. Now they put like a cartoon on top of him, but that is still his acting. So, yes. Right.
Well, if you're a UK health charity, watch out because a flood of money's coming in. Because according to this, Rich, that you tweeted out, he's doing a 12-hour continuous live reading of The Hobbit.
You bet your ass he is.
Now, are we sure that The Hobbit would take 12 hours to
read? They just read it over and over like I do. Can never get enough of the ring wraiths. Here they come. Beware, Frodo, of the nine fingers in the Ring of Doom.
Okay. Now, is this something that you'll look at? Is this something that you're going to experience?
That would be pretty damn funny, to be quite honest. Just having him sit in a room, and I bet he like does like certain things where he goes, all we have to do is what the time has given to us. And he does his like, eyebrows. Like, that's the line. Let that one sink in. So appropriate for today's age.
It won't be the same unless you do it in your voice, though. Just, if he reads it normally, it's going to kill it. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to sound the same.
He did it as Gollum. That would be even better.
Well, he's an actor. You know he's going to do voices. I mean, he's definitely going to give each character. But I mean, this guy is the hero. So many of us are struggling in isolation during the lockdown. While times are tough, I want to take you on one of the greatest fantasy adventures ever written.
The greatest.
A 12-hour armchair marathon across Middle Earth whilst raising money for two amazing charities.
What shall he say when they cross the rivers of Rivendell and they meet Erwin, who gives them the sacred bottle from the prophecy that shall cure any disease, especially when he has Aethryl, the chainmail made from the scales of dragons? You thought he died from the game troll. He doth not.
What are you doing?
So this is airing tomorrow. It's called an armchair marathon.
Because most people can't get out of their armchair who are fans.
That's it. I'm going to imagine.
A Funyun reading. All the Funyuns you can snack on while making miniatures with your tiny paints. Look, it is a battle between elfish men and dwarves.
Yeah, I'm going to imagine that there's a lot of armchair marathons going
beware,
on.
Beware the magical dust of the Cheetos from my fingers, which is sprinkled all over Middle Earth. Holy moly. Oops. Mordor, you have gone from black to a bright orange.
Now, can you imagine sitting down and like going, okay, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., I'm listening to this guy read.
Nobody bother me.
It's for sure. It's for charity. You know, why not?
It's for charity. It's the one penny that he's going to make.
Tomorrow at 2 p.m., I shall be in my finest throne with my glass of mead and my turkey leg. I will remove myself from my normal Renaissance Festival employment that would be going on at this time. I shall no longer be the MC of the cleavage contest. Ooh, look at the... Do not remove thy frock while on stage. That is too nasty for a family event.
Yeah, I will tell you that there's a lot of people that have, you know, felt the sting of the Renaissance Fair has not been going on. This is a mere respite for at least 12 hours of fantasy that they can experience.
Oh, this bag of flaming hot Cheeto fries is stuck into my stomach like a bowling ball. None shall pass! None shall pass! Like the Balrog on the bridge shall take me down with it.
Okay. The Balrog?
The Balrog! He is the evil dweller in the mines of Moria.
Making that part up.
Oh, hell no, of course not. It's in the Fellowship. It's in book one of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Get it right. Gandalf stands on the bridge, says, none shall pass, and the minute you think the Balrog has been defeated, here comes his fiery whip. But alas.
Oh, that's the Balrog. Okay.
It is good in the end because he turns from Gandalf the Grey to Gandalf the White.
Right, well, that's going on if you care to listen to the guy for 12 hours read The Hobbit or whatever.
Talk to me when he does the Silmarillion, you token amateurs.
I wonder how many people are going to be, like, if you go to, like, a Springsteen show, I wonder how many people are going to be reading along with them. Right. Just off the top of the dome.
Right, they're going to be, like, screaming out chapter names.
Yes.
It's like, instead of Freebird, it's like, read the Shire, leaving the Shire one more time, please.
All right. Well, apparently I did something on the air yesterday that was fodder for the Felger and Mad Show. We will have that for you. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.